Cab fares in Bethel are dropping for the first time in years. The Western Alaska city has the highest ratio of cabs to residents in the nation. Now a race to bargain basement prices is threatening to push some cabbies out of the business, while customers welcome the low rates. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
It's been a hectic day for cab driver James Farisha as he tries to negotiate a decent fare from his next customer.
Anywhere from $2 to $4 to $5, whatever we can get, I guess, from people. And it's not enough.
Farisha drives for Cusco Cab, one of the main chauffeur companies operating in Bethel. And he says his company is reacting to similar price drops by their competitors, like Koyana Cab, who is favored by Bethel resident Amanda Barker. She was accustomed to paying the normal fee of $5 for downtown rides.
They just gave me back like $18 and change. I gave them a 20 and I didn't even say anything. That was it. They just did that.
That was last week. She says since then, the rates have only dropped further.
Then I got in a ground taxi and there was a sign. So some of the taxis now have signs in them that say in town's $2 and the airport is $4.
That's down from regular fares of $5 to $7 per person. Verisha says he went home with just $35 yesterday for 16 hours of work.
The last 4 or 5 days, it's been rough for us, which is a total mess, basically, with the fares, taxi fares in Bethel. And the last 4 or 5 days, nobody's making any money. We're all broke.
The biggest cab companies in town have all dropped their rates, and they're pointing the finger. Several cab drivers, like Farisha, say it all started when one of his competitors tried to undercut the others.
I guess to attract some business, because they were hurting as far as business is concerned. And it came to a point that the other companies got upset, and they started creating this mess, the fare war.
Koyana Cab owner Joe Yoon has his own account of who started the fare war, but he says no company could avoid reacting.
So like a taxi cab, they lowered to $3 about 5-6 days ago with the Costco cab, same thing. So Koyana Cab have no choice, you know. Driver men, they don't have enough make money. So we got no choice, you know. Otherwise, the driver leaving.
But it's also the drivers that are suffering. Many still have to pay their daily use fees to the company they work for, as those companies play chicken to the bottom.
It's just a game that the companies are playing with each other. It's a pure game.
But most agree it boils down to the new economic landscape in Bethel. More drivers are moving in from other areas of the country as the unemployment rate stays high nationwide. But demand for rides remains the same and could be dropping. Yoon says even in the middle of the price war, he's not lost sight of the big picture.
Business is so slow this day. Because I have a customer have a own car, city have a bus, you know, cafe, everything expensive, so hard to survive.
Local owners have been meeting and trying to negotiate a fix. Yoon says there are simply too many drivers to rake up a decent living. And he thinks owners are close to settling on an agreement, which would call for each of them to cut 3 drivers. He says as the price war takes its toll, they'll have to come up with an agreement sooner or later.
So hopefully we get back as soon as possible. That's what I'm trying to do with the other owners.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.